Britain's Queen Elizabeth on Tuesday issued a short response to the explosive interview her grandson Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle gave to Oprah Winfrey, in which they accused a royal family member of racism. In her statement, the Queen said, "The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan and Archie will always be much loved family members." Her response came just hours after Harry's father, Prince Charles, declined to comment on the interview during a visit to a London health clinic.
"Sir, can I ask, what did you think of the interview?"
Meghan and Harry's tell-all with Oprah was watched by over 12 million viewers in Britain and more than 17 million in the US, and has allegedly triggered the biggest crisis for the royal family since the death of Harry's mother Diana nearly 25 years ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson even did his best to tiptoe around the subject when asked to weigh in on Monday.
I've spent a long time now not commenting on royal family matters, and I don't intend to depart from that today.
Meghan, whose mother is black and father is white, said that Archie, who turns 2 in May, had been denied the title of prince because there were concerns within the royal family about, quote, how dark his skin might be when he's born. She declined to say who had voiced such concerns, as did Harry. But Winfrey later told CBS that Harry had said that it was not the 94-year-old Queen nor her 99-year-old husband Philip, who has been in the hospital for 3 weeks while the crisis unfolds. Meanwhile, a new photo of Harry and Meghan embracing Archie, his face hidden from view, was released on Monday. The couple is now expecting a second child, a baby girl, later this year. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller. Audio clips provided by Reuters.